Lynn, classical baseball coach Mike Zukowski is joining us here on MSO News Sports. His team is 12-1 overall, 11-0 in the Greater Boston League. Mike, great to be talking with you here today.
Hey, Bill, how are you? Thank you for having me on.
Good. It's great to have you. And first up, Mike, I guess tell us what has gone right for Lynn Classical Baseball in the sense of a mixture of pitching, defense, and offense. So I guess that's it. That's the whole nutshell right there, huh?
It is. We're lucky enough to have 12 amazing seniors on the team this year. We're really senior heavy. Those 12 seniors have had tons of experience through the last 4 years with the tournament, with the regular seasons, and I think that experience has translated onto the field and has provided us with a lot of success so far.
Give me an overview of your pitching staff, the key players on your pitching staff.
So we have senior captain Kevin Whalen, who right now is 5-0. He's already committed to Gordon College to pitch there. He has taken the bull by the horns, so to speak, and really wanted the ball each and every time he's called upon, and has done a tremendous job. His, you know, strike to ball ratio is very good. He has a lot of strikeouts. I can't tell you off the top of my head. I think it's up in the 40s right now. He throws his outs and he fields his position very well. And we have another senior, TJ Walsh, who is 3-0 right now. He's done a tremendous job filling in those holes. Sophomore pitcher Christian Figueroa is 3-0. He's had some big games for us. Young talent. The future is very bright for him. And then the senior Cole Finnegan is 1-0 on the mound. So our pitchers have done a really good job throwing strikes and keeping our defense in the game.
All right, Mike, give us a note or two on some of your positional players. Defensively, a note or two, and then also obviously how they're swinging at the plate, so to speak.
Sure. John DeSea is a catcher. John doesn't hit. He's DH4. And he's taken that role and accepted it very well. He's solid behind the plate. He does a great job calling a game. And he's like a general out there on the field. Also on the field, we have Brady Warren, who's a senior captain at shortstop. Christian Figueroa, he is our third baseman as a sophomore. Junior Almani Gerardo is at second base. Senior Christian Spates, another captain, he's at first. And then a solid outfield with Sam Onesian in left, Yoniel Cabral in center, and Ethan Chevalier in right. These guys have done a very good job defensively. Communication is a key, and they do communicate very well with each other, calling each other off, talking about plays, knowing what to expect before it happens. So that goes a long way.
I guess, Mike, what about is there been a defining game or two for you guys this season so far, whether it be the wins or the one loss?
You know what? We've had a few close games, a few come from behinds. We came from behind and beat Somerville in extra innings. And we also had a close game against Lynn English. And I always tell those guys, it's easy to go and blow a team out, 10-0, 15-0. Everything's going right. There's no adversity to overcome. But those little games that you have where you come from behind or playing a tight game and you do everything right, those are the games that are going to come back and help you in the future when you do play those better teams and you do have to, stay the course and pull out a win. So I think those closer games we've had, where we've had to play, mentally sound and perilous, have really come and helped us when we get to those tighter games, tougher opponents.
Well, Mike, finally, tell us about the Lynn English game on Thursday night. What's the preview? What's the matchups? What should fans be looking for on Friday night at Fraser Field?
Thursday night at 7 at Fraser Field. Our ace, Kevin Whalen, will be getting the ball. you know, records get thrown out the window when you play your crosstown rival. So we'll be looking for a good game against the Bulldogs because they're going to give us a good game. And should be exciting. And I look forward to, you know, going against Coach Esteban Bala and his staff.
How are they doing this year in the GBL?
I am not quite sure. I think they're playing 500 baseball right now in the GBL, but he does an excellent job with his program. After Coach Mullins passed away, he stepped up and has done a tremendous job with those kids, and he puts out a good product.
Good.
Well, Mike, I'll let you go. I know you're busy, but anything else you want to share with us about Lynn Classical Baseball I didn't ask you about?
Actually, I do want to mention my coaching staff. Without them, none of this would be possible. And, you know, they push our kids every day and help them learn the game and actually make Classical a program, the baseball team a program, as opposed to just a team. And that's my assistant, Ricky Mayette. My two JV coaches and assistants are Pat Whalen and Jay Regatto. So I want to thank them and all they do and the time they put in. It's a thankless job sometimes, but, you know, they're there for me, they're there for the kids, and without them, this wouldn't be successful.
Well, it's thankless until they hear their head coach, Mike Zukowski, giving them a huge shout-out here. That's unbelievable, yeah. You've just made their day.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, thanks, Mike, they'll say. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for your time. Always good talking with you, and best of luck to you guys on Thursday night against Lynn English at Fraser Field.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you.
You got it. Mike Zukowski, baseball coach, Lynn Classical High School, here on MSO, newsports.com.